Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, May 13th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by GoodTask. A new report today says that Apple is encouraging its supply chain partner Luxshare to expand its business and compete with Foxconn. Right now, Luxshare primarily makes AirPods, but Apple is keen on Luxshare going ahead with growing its business and competing with Foxconn and Pegatron, both of which represent final assembly partners for iPhone manufacturing. According to the report, Luxshare is investigating an investment in metal casing manufacturer Catcher. For Apple, supplier diversification gives them access to better quality components at lower prices. It also helps to reduce risk if one supplier faces difficulties. Most components in the iPhone are sourced from multiple companies, but there are some exceptions like the A-series processors being manufactured exclusively by TSMC. But one area where the supply chain still wields a lot of power is final assembly. Foxconn dominates this market, followed by Pegatron to a lesser extent. Foxconn's business has skyrocketed over the last decade as it has benefited from the explosive growth of the iPhone. And therefore, because of the sheer size of Foxconn, Apple is at a disadvantage when negotiating. Foxconn knows Apple doesn't have many other options. So if more assembly partners existed, Apple could negotiate better pricing and improve its own margins. So it's not necessarily surprising to see that Apple is in support of Luxshare expanding its business. In other news, popular smart home accessory maker August has unveiled its latest Wi-Fi smart lock. This model was first announced back at CES in January, but it's now available to order. The updated August smart lock features integrated Wi-Fi support for the first time, instead of having to use a separate bridge. There's also an all-new design that's 45% smaller in volume and 20% slimmer than the previous generation. One of the unique selling points of the August smart locks is that they work with your existing deadbolt, so they're super easy to install. So instead of having to change your locks, the August smart lock simply sits over your existing deadbolt installation. And of course, there is also HomeKit support, so you can integrate the August lock directly into the Home app on all of your Apple devices and add it to your automations. But all of this comes at the relatively steep price point of $249. You can order the new August Wi-Fi smart lock now on the August website in silver, but there's a matte black option that's also coming soon. We are sponsored this week by GoodTask. GoodTask is a powerful task manager that's built on the iOS calendar and reminders applications. You can use it as a simple checklist or as a complex project management tool to get big things done. One of the most capable features in GoodTask is the ability to sort reminder and calendar entries with a smart list. This allows you to filter items by priority, due date, tags, location, and much more. GoodTask also supports a feature called Quick Actions for seamlessly adding tasks the way you want. This is great for those recurring things that you do over and over again, but still want to manage directly on your to-do list. And one of my favorite features of GoodTask is the Apple Watch app, which allows you to easily manage and add new tasks directly from your wrist. A new update to GoodTask just this week added an all-new Today page for tracking your tasks, as well as a new goals feature, templates, and much more. GoodTask keeps getting better, and it's native across all of your Apple devices, alongside support for Siri shortcuts and Microsoft Exchange. Learn more and get started for free at goodtaskapp.com. Apple is planning a very gradual return-to-work plan for its employees around the world, according to a new report from Bloomberg. The first phase will allow staff members who can't work remotely or who are facing challenges doing so to return to Apple offices. The first phase has already started in some regions around the world and is slated to expand to other offices in late May and early June. A second phase will begin in July, designed to return even more employees to Apple's offices globally. The report explains that senior Apple managers are beginning to inform employees of these plans this week. But of course, things are fluid and might change based on new COVID-19 data and local stay-at-home orders. Some Apple employees have been working from offices since the pandemic began, primarily in business-critical divisions like data centers and some hardware development. It's likely that the first group of employees returning this month and next month will be a small expansion of hardware development. But the report points out that some projects have already been dialed back because of COVID-19, including work on Apple's AR and VR headset. And as for WWDC this year, Bloomberg says that Apple engineers are currently filming demonstrations of upcoming software updates from home. It seems that Apple is taking a very measured approach to bringing employees back to work, and it's not just simply opening the floodgates and telling everyone to come back at the same time. In fact, it appears that Phase 1 largely represents few changes, with only perhaps a slight increase in on-campus work to help hardware development continue. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.